This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Grant, what do you got for us, hon?
Well, we're going to have a little accidental sports talk dirt alert here to start this one out with a couple sports stories. We've got to start out with this new report that has come out about the Glenn Taylor acquisition and the A-Rod and Mark Lowry situation. Now, we learned, it was a few weeks ago, that Mark Lowry and A-Rod had said that they had filed all the paperwork to complete a purchase that had started back in 2021 for the purchase of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Lynx for the full majority of ownership. Currently, at that time, they owned 40%. And Glenn Taylor then that day pulled the sale, saying it's no longer on the table.
Right.
Meanwhile, the other side said that they had everything completed and done. Well, this has come out today. Independent sports business reporter Joe Pabalingo, he's a big guy. I can't say the last name, but he's a trusted sports reporter. Okay. He has unveiled a lengthy story that says longtime Timberwolves majority owner Glenn Taylor quietly purchased another minority stake in the team so he could remain just slightly above Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez, because they were supposed to split it pretty much equally,
right,
but with them buying the other half of it as of March of this year.
Who owned this that he bought it from?
So that's the interesting thing. So he bought 2.96% of Bill Sexton's stake, which brought Glenn Taylor's ownership from up to 37% and leaving Lowry and A-Rod at 36%. Now, I know there's some missing pieces.
Yeah,
those are minority orders, but they're now the majority. So now, at the time, they were supposed, with this thing in limbo, supposed to have equal ownership. Now, there is this that Bill Sexton sold him under the table 2.9% to give him now the power over Mark and A-Rod, making this seem even a little bit more dirtier than it already was.
Jeez.
And they really don't want... He doesn't want to be in partnership with
them. No, he doesn't.
Not at all.
Jeez.
Not at all. This is, if you're going to just go by 2.96% just to jump above them, you're right, Lori. He's clearly trying to maneuver his way above, and there's a lot more to come with this one. We will see where that one goes, but I just had a report that that report came out earlier today, and tonight is obviously the big game. It starts at 6:40, I believe, here locally. Timberwolves taking on the Phoenix Suns in game two of the playoffs. They did a great job on Saturday winning the first game. So good luck to the Timberwolves tonight.
Yes, good luck.
And hopefully, Lori and, A-Rod was for sure in the building last Saturday, but I don't know if, you know, whether they'll be there today. But this one is interesting. Tom Brady, he left some fans very furious at a signing event that he did this past weekend. Fans paid $3,600 to be a part of a signing thing for him. Now, I know a lot about these. That's a lot of money for
this is
my wheelhouse. That's a lot of money. Now, the big thing here is that it was very lackadaisical. It was, his signatures were poor. And the biggest thing is that there were 100 people who paid $3,600. And when they got there, so he made $36,000 on this, showed up, gave like a 3-minute motivational speech about how it sounded. And there's a gentleman that said it was very inspiring. For 3 minutes. But then after the fact, when he actually did his side to be kind to the fans, he wasn't very good. He was refusing to sign specific items, specific cards,
Tommy,
specific things, blaming it on Fanatics. This is a whole nother side of the story that we don't need to get into, but Fanatics essentially owns players, and he has signed a deal with Fanatics which limits what he can and cannot sign.
He has so much money. How much money do people need?
He just made $350 million with this broadcast. What does he need $36,000
for? And he's getting roasted.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
people who don't like him will like him.
Yeah. No.
After that happens.
Well, and I think there's a Tom Brady roast coming up. Yeah, right?
It is on Friday night on Netflix.
On Netflix. That should be interesting. So this, but yeah, $3,600, 100 people paid it. And I would say they're saying about half the people that brought items that they said there were no restrictions on, he refused to sign them. And the ones that he did sign were just scribble garbage signatures, quote, from these people. So Tom Brady, step it up, man. You know, you've got plenty of money. Do some things for the fans. That's not a good look right now for you. But the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce saga continues at the Webby Awards. This is kind of fun. Taylor Swift beat her partner Travis in the best creator or influencer collaboration for the Webby Awards. So she won for her National Voter Registration Day collaboration with vote.org, which is fantastic. She's always been promoting people to get out there, register and vote, which she's very good at doing. And Kelce was nominated for his collaboration with the Cheesecake Factory.
The right one.
Exactly. Which I would have thought, you know, because he paired up with Pfizer and the vaccine not too long ago.
Maybe it didn't get nominated.
Maybe that though. Didn't get nominated. Yeah. I figured that would have been the one to put up against Vote Day, not Cheesecake Factory fashion right. icons. But Kelsey was not shut out. Him and his brother, Jason, they won the People's Voice Award, voted on by the public for best co-hosts of a podcast, of their podcast, New Heights. So that was very cool. Among other winners were Olivia Rodrigo's album Guts, which we thought was fantastic. Timothy Chalamet for his involvement in Call Me with Timothy Chalamet, a campaign for Apple TV. And the other big winner, obviously, from the Webbies was People's Voice Awards, included the Barbie marketing campaign.
Oh, so good.
Which was obviously, we know, the best, one of the best marketing campaigns. And they also had Ryan Gosling gifted BTS Jim and Ken's guitar. So that's pretty cool. And then Louise Dreyfus will receive the Webby Podcast of the Year Award for her Wiser Than Me podcast. So just had to get those out there for you guys. And this is pretty interesting. So there's a Family Guy star. His name is Patrick Warburton, and he's been on the
show.
Excuse me.
From Rules of Engagement.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
He was the big doofy husband in Rules of Engagement. I love this guy.
So he's been a part of the show since the beginning for 25 years.
I didn't know he was one of the voices.
He voices Joe Swanson on Family Guy. And so since then, like I said, since the first season, this is so, I say funny, but sad at the same time. Because at one point in time, he was talking about how, this was recently, he was talking with People Magazine. He revealed that his parents hated Seth MacFarlane and the created show Family Guy, that in their disdain for the show, that they went as far as his mom trying to get Family Guy canceled. Now, his mother belonged.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, his mother belonged to the American Television Council, and they were trying to get the show canceled, he said. I was helping, this is the crazy part, I was helping support my parents with Family Guy money. Yet she's trying to get me to sign a petition to cancel the very show that I am on. How crazy is that?
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, yeah. So, you know, he thought it was funny that you're laundering money, you're laundering it to yourself.
Yeah.
And they hate it more today than they did even in the past. But he's supported parents the whole time through.
Oh my gosh.
That process.
Thanks, Grant.
Yeah, one last thing. David Zaslav from Warner Brothers, he's going to be getting a raise of 26.5% to nearly $50 million.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, absurd. Absolutely absurd. So that's just got to sneak that one in there for you guys. All right.
Jeez.
Yeah, that guy makes way too much
money.
We're
in the wrong business. Hey, everybody. It's here, National Karistan Month at Hammernix Flooring Solutions. Right now, you can receive up to $1,000 an American Express gift card with your Karistan order of carpet, luxury vinyl, plank, engineered hardwood, or Belux laminate. And here's the deal. There's so many changes going on in flooring. We're so delighted to have, you know, Hammernix here in the cities, because they've got convenient locations. They have the best pricing in town and the best selection.
Family owned.
Their staff is so wonderful. They have designers on staff to help you pick out things if it's too overwhelming. Stay within your budget, whether you're commercial or residential. Also, the new hardwood flooring division is really taken off, and they can actually come to your homes and sand your floors. If you've tried to find one of those people in the Twin Cities, they never return a call. But Hammernix will. We love them. Go to hammernix.com for more information on the National Karistan Month.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the study of duh with noted academic journal skin. Lori.
Everybody knows. Everyone knows
I've
that.
I've been skimmed for a while, but I'm glad I I'm glad I could do some skimming and really come up with a good study of duh. This is, well, they studied this, and we could have told them this.
Okay, which one is it?
This is from University of Nebraska, Lincoln, has put together compelling study UNL. To suggest...
Go Big Red.
...that what we see on social media is far removed from real life. And I'll give you this example. Influencers glamorizing motherhood are making new moms miserable in real life.
Because they always have their hair done and makeup on and look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was a really good day if I got a shower in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the truth?
Well, it is. This one particular professor wanted to focus on how messaging in the media influences people's mental and physical health. And as a new mom herself, she decided that she wanted to investigate what does this look like specifically for mothers? Because we've not ever had this in our society before.
Like, okay.
The way that we do now.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it creates anxiety and envy among new mothers. So our advice would be to the new moms out there, or about to be new moms, or maybe the moms that are already are, don't look at that stuff. Don't look at these mom influencers
on TikTok
and Instagram.
I'm so grateful we didn't have cell phones when I was a new mom.
Mm-hmm.
I really am so grateful.
Yeah.
Because I think, first of all, there's no handbook on how to be a good parent out there,
right.
Really.
And
it's what to
media,
expect when you're expecting, but not what to do when you got it.
And social media is always idealized portrayals of something. You know, and if you're a mommy influencer, a mummy, whatever, your house is going to be clean. Your kids are going to be smiling. They're going to be well-dressed. You're going to have photo ready hair.
You don't take pictures when the kid's screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a keeping up with the Joneses thing that I think would be stressful, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
No, but moms in particular, they said there are... certain moms that just need to stay away from this kind of stuff because it does add to your anxiety. So it seems like a duh, but they said,
right.
Yeah, really, really will be. Maybe people who have depression or they're overwhelmed or they're not close by family and they don't have anybody helping.
Right.
All these kinds of things. So, yeah, the influencers glamorizing motherhood. They're making everybody else miserable.
All right. Yeah. Don't look at them.
Now, what do you think about this? This study. Should fans boo star athletes when they fail? What do you think this study
say? Okay. Should
fans boo star athletes when they fail? What do you think the study said?
I will say yes, but... and I will say it also, it does sometimes help the big stars motivate themselves to get to the right place. For example, Timberwolves game this last Saturday, the Timberwolves fans actually chanted to Kevin Durant, who is a superstar in the league, overrated. After that, he missed one free throw and scored 32 points. He was motivated. I mean, it was a very, if anybody knows Kevin Durant, one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Yeah.
Greatest basketball players of all time. And Minnesota fans were chanting overrated when he was shooting a free throw and he went out there and made every single shot.
So, Grant, guess what the study said? Yes, heck yes. Fans should boo the star athletes.
Good.
When they fail, because if they're having a dismal performance, if they get showered with boos, they could turn around and improve.
There we go.
All right.
It's exactly what happened this weekend against the Timberwolves on Saturday. So.
And I think Aaron Judge for New York just experienced this.
He did. He's been hit. Their fans have been, we booed an opposing teammate. They are booing their own player more recently. Yes.
Yeah.
Good job, Lori.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently a lot of big people that, like Derek Jeter, I guess, got booed a lot in his early career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It motivates you.
Well, if I was, all right, I'm just going to speak because I'm a professional tennis player.
You are the athlete.
I am. And if I had, this is interesting because You'll miss a stupid shot. You will, like in pickleball, you'll swing and you aren't even close to the ball. Mm-hmm. And if anyone laughed at me or something, mm-hmm. I'd think, yeah, I'm already mad at myself about mm-hmm. that. But in tennis last week, I was so down on myself because I was so bad.
You were booing yourself?
Over an hour.
Did it help?
It took me a while, and then I'm just saying everything out loud, like, sorry, you know, my partner, sorry, I suck, you know, I haven't played, you know, I don't practice that sport enough.
Yeah.
But if someone told me to get it together.
Come on.
The encouraging stuff is there, but if someone yelled at me, like, boo.
You're a star athlete, Julia.
I would hit an ace. I would serve an ace.
That's right, Julia.
I do when I get really pissed. Somehow I can get an ace out of my serve.
That's right.
Only sometimes.
Yeah.
I had 240 love games last week, which made me so happy.
Yeah, you're not getting paid $360 million.
I understand, but I'm saying if someone, you know, you can be sensitive sometimes. Yeah. I'd be sensitive sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're feeling down about yourself and someone's... sometimes. I don't get paid.
Mm-mm. It's acceptable for hometown fans to
Lisa,
boo their
own if you're
stars.
Listening, I'm going to boo you tonight yeah. when you're mm-hmm. bad at our 9 o'clock match.
Rec sports.
I know.
I love it.
Rec sports, I'm just going to boo you.
Boo.
I don't need.
Play better.
I don't need this to be a study, but I saw that it was a thing going around on TikTok because I do check on the TikTok thing. And I thought, I wonder what's happening in the wellness area. Well, of course, wellness, people always like to bring up pooping. And constipation. And the thing that's making the rounds is just eating a whole orange, including the peel.
I have that for you from a month ago.
Okay. Who does that?
You're supposed to.
Don't do it.
How you get rid of constipation, eating a whole orange and a peel, and you put like cayenne pepper on it or something.
Oh, this is complete horse hockey, as my grandpa would say.
I like that horse hockey.
Absolutely not recommended whatsoever. Get yourself some Metamucil gummies.
Yes.
They make them in gummies now if you can't handle that. And just have that before you go to bed at night. But do not eat the orange and the orange peel. You could also end up hospitalizing yourself. Because we don't have pig intestines. And we cannot process the hard rind
of an orange.
Oh, so it's just a gut ache waiting to happen.
Yes.
Oh.
You are just
That was at least a month ago that I got that, and I've been waiting, and then I thought better of it. I'm not really, this doesn't
no,
sound.
If you need to, if your bowels haven't been moved swiftly in a while, Metamucil.
Bring that with me wherever I travel.
Do not go to TikTok for constipation cures.
Don't go for any medical cures.
That's right.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. But I don't even go at all. I feel like I'm missing something, but not really.
Not. You're not.
No.
You're missing
you
a bunch of nonsense.
You guys always tell me.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
You guys
absolute
tell me.
Waste of time.
This is just simply my study of Palm Royale, the TV show of the fashion we're going to be seeing this summer, if that show has any influence.
I love it.
Mini skirts, go-go boots, shirt dresses.
Yes.
Mod fashion, bright colors, psychedelic prints, Mary Janes, baby doll dresses, cat eye glasses, and scarves and hair.
I went back in last night
to Palm Royale. It got good at that fourth episode.
Yes, because the third one was just like,
it was the last setup.
And it's not finished because I was ready to finish it all last night, and now I have to wait a week for one. But it is so good. And then you watched Under the Bridge.
Yes, I watched two episodes of Under the Bridge.
So good.
Which is all there is available. And Fallout, absolutely fantastic TV show.
What an ending.
Really good.
Great cliffhanger.
Is that on Apple?
Fallout is Prime.
Prime.
They give it to you all at once. That was the best
Prime
part of it.
Prime gives you a commercial before the show starts.
That's it. Yes. I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way to do it.
Anyway, all right, people. Those are my studies.
Those were very good, Lori. When we come back, we've got the rest of the headlines for you. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you download the MyTalk app, you can win free stuff just by listening if you register. We give away great stuff every month. The app you get in your app store, and it's called MyTalk. And it's been there. No, but people don't know, Grant.
I know.
I've told so many people. They're like, what? I know. You have an app? All right, we'll be right back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy, a little shaboozy.
I love that song.
Oh, so great. Love
it. Bar song. Mm-hmm. Grant, thanks for posting Blink Twice. We finally got our full trailer about a movie we've talked about for 2 years, originally called Wussy Island, we'll say. Zoe Kravitz. Yes. She wrote it with a friend. She's directed it. It stars her boyfriend / fiance, Chanum, but we've never known anything except Chanum's on a deserted island. Mm-hmm. Well, we watched the trailer. It's now called Blink Twice. Very kind of Get Out vibe. This tech billionaire, Slater King, a more tech billionaire name is there never has been, played by Chanum, meets his cocktail waitress, played by Naomi Ackie, at his gala. Sparks fly. He invites her to join him and his friends on a dream vacation on his private island. Hello, Jeffrey Epstein. And she can bring there's going to be other women there, but so she comes alone and she meets, the first person she meets is Aaliyah Shawkat. I think her name is Shawkat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's paradise, wild nights blend into sun-soaked days. Everyone's having a great time. No one wants the trip to end, but then strange things start happening. She starts to question her reality. It got very scary quickly.
Ooh.
You watched it with me.
I was out halfway through.
Yeah, you walked away from it. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, I don't think this lady's leaving this party alive.
No, I am not. I do not.
Anyway, it's a thriller.
All right, but it looks like a thriller.
Yeah, it's going to be out in theaters on August 23rd. And then they'll be playing on...
That's a Friday night.
It'll be on Amazon.
Day before my birthday, if you want to send me cards.
Yeah, there you go.
My first birthday, not at the State Fair.
And then Zendaya, I know it, Julia.
It's so weird.
Zendaya showed up at an actual movie theater for a Challengers advanced screening yesterday.
I love that.
That's so cool.
In t-shirts and jeans. And she's... I mean, people were... They lost their mind. She would be like, if we went to one, you know, that Nimer Figer had at AMC Rosedale.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah. She walked out front.
Today, the Amy Winehouse biopic premiere happened. Oh. So we'll be reading about that with Ross Willa, Chris Hewitt. I think a lot of critics were there. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear more about that.
Aaron Taylor Johnson directed
this. Yes, we'll hear about that.
And then Fall Guy is moving around the world. They were in London last night, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. So Grant will have to see where they go today.
If you're wondering what happened to the movie that was filmed in the Twin Cities at The Spot at Highland Park Senior High,
This is Chris Kloster's novel.
Yes. Downtown Owl.
Yes.
Ross Rayla did a story today that 2 years after filming in St. Paul, Downtown Owl will be released digitally on Tuesday. Real life couple, Lily Rabi and Hamish Linklater made their directorial debut in this film. You're going to see a lot of places around the Twin Cities. It's based on, you know, the 2008 novel. And other people in the movie are Ed Harris, Vanessa Hudgens, Jack Dylan Grazer, Finn Wittrock, Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians.
And Ungentlemanly Ministry of Warfare, whatever that's called.
So we don't know. It's premiered at Tribeca. It premiered here at the Twin Cities Film Festival last October.
But
Amazon. You can purchase it right now, but it will probably go to Netflix, and that's Downtown Owl. Tonight, Wanda Sykes is sitting down with Jimmy Kimmel.
Nice.
And the final season finale of Shogun is tonight at 9 o'clock on FX. Yeah.
That's an epic Grant. Show.
I'm torn now. Well, I got the T-Wolves game.
T-Wolves are on.
Yeah, that'll be a DVR.
That game starts at what time?
6:40 about tip. Well, I'd say more towards 7 because they always push it back with the national TV audience. It's on Bally's, but if you don't have Bally's, you can watch it on TNT. I know that's not a, you know, if you still have
TNT. I have a feeling we won't be able to talk about Shogun till Thursday.
No, probably. We're not going to be watching. Yeah. I have to go play tennis
tonight. Oh,
that's right.
It's a weird time. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you have to kill time before 9 o'clock? I also want to say for people that wondered if the Hollywood's BBL boom is happening, plastic surgeons have said the butt implants, they are up 54% in the last 5 years. They get people coming in all the time. The bigger, the better, the better, the
Listen,
bigger.
They got a bigger problem on their hand. Ozempic face.
Oh, have you seen those? I mean,
there are
Scott
so
Disick?
Many gaunt
here's what,
people
here's
in
what
Hollywood.
I'm calling that. People have lost weight. Your face loses weight. Yeah, it just does.
But Ozempic, because you've had celebrities using it, not for anything other than vanity reasons.
Okay.
They are gaunt, and can't stop losing weight. I give you Sharon Osbourne and Scott Disick.
Scott Disick looks like a ghost.
He had a lot of weight to lose, and he lost a lot of weight overnight. He lost like 45 pounds.
You get a gauntness to the Ozempic face, and he didn't have that much to lose. It was all bloat. It was all
vodka
bloat. Yeah.
vodka bloat. That does bloat you, people.
Mm-hmm. That does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think that's what Hollywood surgeons are busy with, filling up Ozempic faces.
So the surgeons
won't be filling them. I mean, they're just getting filler.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the response to it is they'll be puffing it up. Yeah. Mm.
Although I saw a family member that's on Ozempic because the doctor was just like, so
you're going to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you don't do something.
Yeah. Looking amazing. Lost like, you know, maybe 75 pounds and feels great.
It needs to lose like 100 more, you said?
Yeah. But, you know, the doctor wants him to do it like slowly.
Low dose.
And he's just real happy. He said, I never would have lost this weight and I never was going to do bariatric surgery.
Right. Yeah. This is great.
I know someone in the same boat.
Yeah.
And it's done wonders. So
yeah.
At the same time we sit here and talk about the face, we've got also, like, it's great that you brought up that point too.
Yes.
It's doing wonders for a lot of people.
But I mean, a lot of people in Hollywood that have the Ozempic gone face, they have it because they wanted to lose 20 pounds or 10 pounds. You know, mm-hmm.
But I do think whenever you lose weight, you lose it in your face.
Yeah. And it brings the jawline, brings the eyes in. It's the sunken in eyes for me. And then like the cheeks, you have your puffy cheeks, but when those go away, it just looks, hey, but if they're happy, to each their own.
I don't know. The gauntness is going to be a problem. This is going to be the vanity problem that people are going to have with that reason.
All right.
You know, like, fill her up.
Fill her up.
Fill her up. Fill her up.
Well, you're empty now, you know.
While you're emptying out. Did you guys, you might have talked about it yesterday, but Celine Dion making her high fashion comeback on the Vogue France cover.
We talked all about it yesterday.
Oh, I posted it today.
We posted it yesterday.
Oh, you did? My apologies. I looked for it and I didn't see it.
It was amazing seeing our little songbird.
She looked beautiful.
Looking so happy and giving really her first interview where she talks about stiff person syndrome and how hard she's working
at
5 days a week, like 8 hours a day.
Yeah. And we got Paris Hilton recreating that Simple Life look too with that denim dress that's posted to the Lori and Julie.
But where's her buddy Nicole?
Yeah.
They should have done it together.
That would have been a lot more fun if we would have had Nicole. Yeah.
Oh,
it's for a campaign for laundry detergent or dry cleaner or something.
Future Airbrush, it's self-tan mist.
Completely up.
To laundry detergent. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, Grant. Everyone have a good night.
Job done. Off you go.